Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the Missions and College Young Adult Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And this past week, I had the privilege to speak at our Plain City campus, and we looked at Acts chapter 18, verse 9, which says, "And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, 'Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you. And no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people.'" Listen, this is one sentence with profound implications, right? Do not be afraid, but go on speaking. Do not be silent, right? What is he talking about? He's talking about the message of the gospel, that we as believers, as Christians, followers of Christ, have the greatest message in all the world. We cannot be silent. There is a lost world, and there are a lot of people there that are going to go to hell because we have not shared the gospel with them. It's a message that we have to share, right? Jesus says, don't be silent. Go on speaking. He says, I'm with you. No one will harm you. No one will attack you. For I have many in this city who are my people. Man, there are many in this city. There are many in the Columbus area that do not know Jesus. There are many in the state of Ohio. There are many in the Midwest, in the South, in the North. There are people everywhere across this country. We just came back from India. We had a team in Argentina. We've got a team going to Uganda. There are people lost all over this world that need to hear the message of the gospel, and we cannot be silent. You know, one of the greatest reasons I hear all the time why we don't share our faith is because of fear, right? Even here you see Jesus says to Paul, "Do not be afraid," which would imply that Paul had some fear, right? Paul, the guy who wrote half the New Testament. Fear, right? No way. But he's scared of something. Why else would he say that, not to be afraid? And Jesus tells that same thing to us. Do not be afraid. You do not have to have fear. God is with us. Right? I think about my son, Grant. He's not scared of the water, but he doesn't always like to jump in, right? Like there's a season where as kids, we don't want our kids to drown, so we put floaties on them and they kind of, you know, swim around. And man, there comes a point where you got to take those floaties off and they've got to jump in the pool. And you encourage them over and over, you can do it, you got this. Maybe even stand down there to catch them the first few times, right? But at some point, Grant's got to just jump in the pool. He's got to take that fear away and just trust that everything's going to be okay. And man, when he did that, when he jumped in the pool, he was like, I did it. And he loved it, right? And now he jumps in the pool all the time and he can almost dive into the pool and he loves to swim, right? Church, that's where we are. At some point, we've got to take the floaties off. We've got to take this idea that, man, we can hear it over and over. Go share the gospel. Go share the gospel. At some point, you've got to just go and share the gospel. You've got to jump into the pool of life, right? Go next door to your neighbor and share with them the greatest news in all the world. Talk to your cohort, talk to your sports teams or your classmates. We've got to jump in and just tell people about Jesus. And that's what I want to just encourage you with today. I want to just encourage you as I pray for you, after I pray, that you would take just a couple of minutes and just pray for one person in your life that you know does not have a relationship with Jesus. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a coworker, it's a friend, it's a neighbor. One person that you know right now today that does not have a relationship with Jesus. And I just want you to pray for them. And I want you to pray that you personally would have an opportunity over the course of the next week or two to just engage them, to engage them in prayer, to engage them with some encouragement. Maybe it's providing just some hope and some love to them. Just pray that you would have an opportunity to do that after I pray for you today. Father, we love you and we are so grateful for your love for us, Lord. And I pray that just as Paul says in this verse, Acts chapter 8, verse 9, that we would just go on speaking, Father, that we would not be silent, that we would look for opportunities to share and show the love of Christ to those around us. And Lord, ultimately to those around the world. Lord, as you provide opportunities for us to go to various countries, to various nations, Father, even just to various states and cities, that we would be mindful of those around us that are hurting, that those are in need. Lord, we're in a season, right, where we just celebrated Thanksgiving. And now as we move to Christmas, what an opportunity over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks to just share what Christmas really means to us. The birth of the Savior, the birth of the Savior of the world that would come and die on a cross to forgive of people of their sins. God, what an opportunity we have to share about your love to others. And I pray that we would take that opportunity, Lord, this week to do that to other people. And Father, I lift up the Orochi people today, an unreached people group in the Ukraine. Father, we pray that you would just infiltrate their nation, Lord, that you would infiltrate the villages there, that you would rise up people to go there and share and show the love of Christ to these people. God, that they would see your love for them. And Lord, that they would, as a family, Lord, of Orochi people, as a village of people, that they would together put their hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We pray for the Orochi people. And Father, again, we pray for ourselves, Lord. And as we take this opportunity now, over the course of the just next couple of minutes, Lord, I pray that for that one person that we'll pray for, that you'll give us an opportunity to reach them with the gospel. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray.